Welcome to Cloud Concepts. Here you'll be introduced to cloud computing and some of the key concepts that set the framework for the rest of the course. We'll talk about cloud computing in general, including the different cloud models and when you might want to choose one over another. We'll also talk about the benefits of using cloud services, and we'll cover core concepts such as high availability, scalability, reliability, and predictability. We'll close out with a discussion of the three different cloud service types, along with some information about why you might choose one over the other. Before we go too far into more in-depth cloud concepts, we should start with understanding just what cloud computing is. Here we'll describe cloud computing and some of the benefits it brings. In this lesson, we start with a definition of cloud computing, and we carry that forward into a discussion of the shared responsibility model in the cloud, a concept that will make appearances throughout the rest of this course. We also talk about the public cloud, the private cloud, and the hybrid cloud. These are three cloud models, and we explore the benefits and drawbacks of each one. You then learn about how the cloud offers a consumption-based model and how you can best take advantage of that benefit. Let's take a minute to talk about cloud computing. What exactly is cloud computing? If I have this one computer, is that cloud computing? I don't think so. But what if I have a lot of computers? And what if those computers are all connected to the internet? Is that cloud computing? It could be, but this alone doesn't accurately describe cloud computing. And while network connectivity is certainly part of cloud computing, as you'll soon see, that network doesn't have to be the internet. It's actually harder to define cloud computing than you might think. We've kind of met the base requirements with our example computers shown here that are connected to a network, but there are many other components that make up cloud computing. And as we progress through this module, you'll learn all about these cloud concepts. And ultimately, it's all of these concepts together that define cloud computing. Let's begin our discussion of these cloud concepts with the shared responsibility model. This is a key concept in cloud computing, and what it really means is that you and the cloud provider share the responsibility for the apps that you run in the cloud. Now, how much of that responsibility relies on you versus the cloud provider depends on the choices you make when you deploy to the cloud. But it's important to note that the cloud provider almost never takes responsibility for everything. At least part of the responsibility for your app performing the way you want it to will be yours. And there's another important point here. Cloud providers will only take responsibility for things that are within their control. So, for example, if you deploy a website to the cloud and it has software bugs that impact that app in a negative way, the cloud provider will never take responsibility for that because it's not entirely within their control. As I said earlier, there are decisions you can make that impact the amount of responsibility that you have in the cloud. And you'll learn more about those concepts as we progress further through this module. There are three different cloud models that are available to you, and each one of them has its own unique benefits and drawbacks. So let's explore these cloud models in detail so that you can make better decisions about which is right for you. So first, the public cloud, which is shared infrastructure, things like networks, computers, and so forth, that are provided by a cloud provider. The public cloud is often referred to as a multi-tenant environment because multiple companies and people are all using the same underlying infrastructure. There are several benefits associated with the public cloud. The first is agility, meaning that you can easily add resources when you need them and reduce the number of resources when you don't. In fact, the public cloud often provides features that make agility an automatic thing, so you don't even have to think about it. Another cloud model is the private cloud. A private cloud is dedicated to a single company, and for that reason, it's sometimes referred to as a single-tenant cloud. Like the public cloud, the private cloud offers several benefits. Just like the public cloud, the private cloud provides agility with all the same benefits that we discussed when we were going over the public cloud model. But unlike the public cloud model, the private cloud offers a private network that's dedicated to your company, and that means you don't share any network infrastructure with anyone else. That can be important for many companies that rely on privacy. The private cloud can also be used without access to the internet. We end the lesson here.